USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the war in Ukraine is impacting energy and food prices across the world. Yellen saying the United States isn't the only country experiencing inflation, and folks can see that in almost every developed country around the globe. Yellen testifying before a Democratic-led committee on Tuesday, this after admitting that she was wrong regarding inflation last week on CNN. President Biden is praising bipartisan work on 9 bills aimed at helping veterans.
It's a sacred obligation because veterans are the backbone, the spine of who we are as a country.
During a White House bill signing ceremony, the president adding it's possible for Democrats and Republicans to work together to get things done. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The price of gas is closing in on $5 a gallon. The national average price for regular rose another nickel today to a record $4.91 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in 13 states, including California, where drivers are paying an average of $6.37 a gallon. New York City oil refiner John Catsimatidis tells Fox Business President Biden doesn't need to fly to Saudi Arabia to fix our oil and gas prices. All he needs to do is open up more drilling.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel. Does that make any sense at all?
The heat is on in places like Phoenix, Palm Springs, and Las Vegas. Temperatures later this week and over the weekend expected to reach 116 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Voters in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota are heading to the polls on Tuesday. House races in New Jersey and Iowa will be critical as Republicans look to take control of Congress. As Democrats continue to encourage protests outside judges' homes, an investigation is picking up steam in Wisconsin.
Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who gave Udy a six-year prison term in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources tell several outlets that names, including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan, were on it, along with Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Colorado Avalanche are advancing to their first Stanley Cup final since 2001. The Avs beating the Edmonton Oilers 6-5 in overtime in Edmonton to sweep the Western Conference Final Series. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.